U.S. equities were in demand on Thursday after U.S. initial jobless claims dropped to a pandemic low. Stocks also got a nice boost from a report the Biden administration is expected to increase federal spending for the upcoming fiscal year to $6 trillion. Still, the gains weren't all that impressive, perhaps on the news of Biden's plan for a retroactive capital gains tax. Weakness in the yen has been one of the most interesting stories over the past 24 hours, though it's unclear what exactly has been causing the yen to be so offered. Some attribute it to the gloomy outlook for the Olympics and loss of money if the event is canceled. Others have been talking Japan's extension of its state of emergency, yield differentials, risk on flow, and broad-based U.S. dollar demand. Another interesting development in FX markets is the move from some central banks to go in a different direction and try to get ahead of the Fed. We had already seen this weeks back from the Bank of Canada and got more of it this week from the RBNZ. We also heard from BOE officials talking about the possibility for higher rates as soon as next year. We think it could be dangerous to get ahead of the Fed if there are disruptions in global markets that trigger a capitulation in equities, but at this stage, this is nothing more than an academic exercise with stocks never even thinking about turning south. Key standouts on Friday's calendar include German import prices, Eurozone sentiment reads, U.S. personal income and spending, U.S. core PCE, Chicago PMIs, and Michigan sentiment. That's all for now.